I'm David Bianculli, TV critic for the New York Daily News, filling in for Terry Gross. Now I'm going to put on my TV critic's hat and talk about two shows appearing this Sunday night on HBO. One is the cable network's first new series of the year, a family drama about a Utah polygamist. It's called Big Love. The other show, returning after an absence of 21 months, is a little thing called The Sopranos. For The Sopranos, expectations are unbelievably high. The last time we saw James Gandolfini as New Jersey boss Tony Soprano, he was running home and into the arms of his wife Carmela to avoid a federal drug bust that claimed New York counterpart Johnny Sack. Adriana was dead, shot and killed on Tony's orders, once Christopher, her fiancé, revealed she was an informant for the FBI. Every time The Sopranos returns to begin a new season, series creator David Chase acknowledges the time that has passed in the interim. We pick up not where the last episode left off, but as if their lives had been proceeding the whole time without us focusing on them. So, in the world of The Sopranos, several things have happened, including surprises I won't reveal. But it's not spoiling anything to say that while Johnny Sack continues to run his side of things from prison, Tony has gotten more powerful since we last saw him. And Carmela, played by Edie Falco, has gotten more comfortable. Not just with Tony, but with the illegal profits he's been sharing with her, including regular dinner dates at a high-class sushi restaurant.
Spicy shrimp hand roll, that's Nori's favorite. Special hotel, total scallion and oysters. You tell me where you want to stop.
Well, keep it coming.
I don't know about you, but ever since we found this place, I catch myself fantasizing about this.
Me too. Sometimes during sex.
So I had a nightmare the other night. Did I wake you up?
No.
An aide was in the house. My spec house.
Was she gonna buy it?
We were just talking. Speaking of which, did you call that guy, the inspector at the building department?
I will. I promise.
He's coming on Friday, Tony. That could be my last chance to get a reversal on this stop work order.
All right. I'll call.
I wonder where she is. Aide.
Told you. She probably met some guy.
Not call anyone for over a year?
What's this? There's sauce on the shrimp.
That's a great scene. It sounds nice and easy on the surface, but Tony is deflecting Carmela's curiosity about Adriana's disappearance. It's just one of many secrets he has to hold and contain in a year where he faces dangers from inside his mob family as well as outside. This is the final lap for The Sopranos. After this year's standard 12 episodes, it returns early next year for the final 8. Imagining how it will end is a lot of fun, but watching these new episodes, I've seen the first 4, is a blast too. Everything that makes The Sopranos so novelistic and so rewarding is here in abundance. Familiar characters show new sides. New characters have subtle yet profound effects upon the primary plot lines. Some moments are laugh-out-loud funny, and others are turn-your-head-away violent, often in the same scene. The Sopranos still features some of the best writing, directing, and acting in all of television. And I mean in the history of television. This 6th season starts brilliantly. And however The Sopranos eventually ends, it'll be a hard act to follow. Following it Sunday night, though, is HBO's newest series, Big Love. Bill Paxton stars as Bill Henriksen, a Salt Lake City businessman, not a Mormon, this show tells us early and often, who lives on a quiet suburban street with his wife, Barb. Next door, in another house, is his much younger wife, Margene. And next door to her is a third wife, Nikki. From the street, they look and act like 3 different households. But from the connecting backyards, the one man, 3 wives, and 7 kids make up one big happy family. Well, sometimes happy. Big Love, created by Mark V. Olson and Will Sheffer, examines polygamy from a perspective closer to everyday reality than male fantasy. Big Love may seem like a bit of culture shock after the grittiness of The Sopranos. When one wife gets upset in Big Love, she exclaims, "Oh my heck," and that's about as rough as it gets. But the way the women jockey for power and attention, they may as well be soldiers in Tony Soprano's army. They don't seem very happy with the family dynamics, at least not at the same time. But they're fascinating to watch, especially as all the characters inside and outside the extended family get to make their mark. Grace Zabriskie and Bruce Dern, as Bill's very eccentric parents, turn in performances that are absolute delights. And Harry Dean Stanton, as one of Bill's fathers-in-law, plays his role as the show's scheming dominant villain, the Utah equivalent of J.R. Ewing on Dallas. It takes a while for most HBO shows to develop, but after previewing 5 episodes of Big Love, I'm already anxious to see more, and very fond of the show's unique premise. Family dramas on TV are rare enough. With Big Love, HBO has come up with something truly new, a family's drama.